It's Friday, April 22nd, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Actionable lessons for leaders in the world of work, the CDC's new forecast center, and gate up, gate down, as the court rules on data scraping. This is the business of tech. I'm only talking about back to work once this week, and it's to check on the data. More than a third of knowledge workers at 34% are now working from the office 5 days a week. Still, employee sentiment has dropped to near record lows, including worse scores on work-related stress, anxiety, and work-life balance. That according to the Future Forum Pulse survey. Workers are facing more of the strain of the return-to-office era than their bosses. That non-executive work-life balance scores are now 40% worse than those of their bosses. Only about 1 in 5 knowledge workers say they want to work in the office full-time, yet 35% are making the 5-day-a-week commute, compared to 19% of executives. Non-executive employees are nearly twice as likely as execs to be making the daily commute to the office. This from ZDNet. Plus, in new research from Asana, a new feature of work that's making it harder to get things done. Instead of doing the work they were employed to do, the survey claims that workers find themselves spending half their time doing work about work, which means chasing updates or switching between apps. Global professionals spend 58% of their time on menial tasks, which Asana labeled work about work, which includes activities such as work communications, searching for information, switching between apps, managing priorities, and chasing status updates. In contrast, just 33% of their time is spent on skilled, i.e. meaningful work, while a pitiful 9% of the day is dedicated to strategic work towards significant goals. Workers are losing approximately 3 hours per week on meetings alone. Little wonder why nearly a quarter, at 24% of respondents, said too many meetings directly leads to missed deadlines. And the final injustice of the day? Per research from the University of Calgary and University of Pennsylvania, researchers focusing on understanding the failure of systems, quote, found that when supervisors were told that the employee's lack of effort and a system malfunction were equally responsible for the poor outcome, they still blamed the employee most. Why do we care? These data points feel very actionable for both owners and leaders in IT services organizations. The distance between executives and workers, the wasted energy of work about work, and the willingness of managers to ignore failed systems and instead blame employees all feels incredibly actionable. I focus as much as I do on the change of work because of the opportunity it presents to change norms. The CDC has launched a new center that will forecast infectious disease outbreaks. The Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics is, quote, the equivalent of the National Weather Service for infectious diseases, the agency said Tuesday. This project started back in August with the first dedicated disease forecasting program. Why do we care? This makes data actionable. I wanted to cover this for two reasons. First, the U.S. having predictive data for infectious diseases makes such sense after the last 2 years. I'd expect this to be consumed by business leaders just for the data itself. Second, it's a great example of applying data to help make decisions. Forecasting, looking forward rather than back. Think about organizations that ingest weather data and make decisions. Same here too. And two more pieces of legalese to care about. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that scraping publicly accessible data is legal. This is a long-lasting battle brought by LinkedIn against another company scraping public profiles. The case originally reached the Supreme Court, but was sent back to the Ninth Circuit for review. In its second ruling on Monday, the Ninth Circuit reaffirmed its original decision and found that scraping data that is publicly accessible on the internet is not a violation of the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, or CFAA, which governs what constitutes computer hacking under U.S. law. Of note, a gate-up, gate-down analogy. The Supreme Court said that when a computer or website's gates are up, information is publicly accessible and no authorization is required. That analogy may be important. Representative Ted Lieu is introducing the Warrant for Metadata Act, which would require agencies to get court approval to access metadata from cloud service providers. This one is from the Washington Post. While there are limits on how the government can track a person's location, metadata can render those protections irrelevant. Why do we care? I've talked about warrants before. Protecting metadata seems savvy to me. Data privacy is getting both potential laws and legal precedent, slowly but surely. The analogy I found interesting is the intention of the data viewed as in front or behind a gate. Keep that one in mind. This podcast is sponsored by the Small Biz Thoughts technology community. Check them out at smallbizthoughts.org. Forms, templates, and checklists are just the start. Community includes all of the best-selling books on managed services and all available formats, plus free 5-week courses, member-only programs, and the best business training available to managed service providers anywhere. Plus, weekly live members-only Zoom calls. The average member saves more than 200% of their membership cost each year. They are totally dedicated to your success. Just because you're in business for yourself doesn't mean you have to go it alone. Join today at smallbizthoughts.org. Thanks for listening. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as Seth Robinson and I dive into part 2 of our conversation, Web 3 and the Return to Work, Novel or Useful. And on this one, we do disagree a little. I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.